Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Gar Lenander this morning with a guest, a very special guest we've invited to come and speak, to educate, one of my son's favorite words, people about investing. We have Ron Kaliba on from Mars and Powers. It's an investment firm in St. Paul. And Ron, it's an old-time firm, right?
Yes, we've been around since the 1930s.
So, been around a while, and we're going to talk a little bit this morning about investing and why you should be thinking about perhaps even using the firm. But, you know, before we do that, I want you to give your phone number, Ron, because Ron said he'd be delighted to take phone calls from people if they got some questions.
Sure. Mars and Power, you can call me at 651-222-8478. Always happy to talk to anybody that's interested in investing.
Now, we're going to give that phone number again, so if you missed it, have a pen and pencil ready. Okay, let's talk about Mars and Powers for a couple minutes, Ron.
Sure.
Tell me about it.
Sure. Well, we're an employee-owned firm that's been around since the 1930s. We're headquartered in downtown St. Paul, and in fact, we've been in the First National Bank building since the 1940s. So we have three mutual funds, a growth fund, a balance fund, and a small cap fund. And then we do separate account management. We're about $9 billion under management, 42 employees, and we have some unique characteristics that we'll be talking about how we manage money.
Now, that $9 billion, if you have any spillover, I'd be delighted to help you out and spend some of that.
Sure.
All right. A fat chance of that happening. Okay, let's just talk a little bit about, you mentioned three different funds that you have, different accounts that you have. Let's just talk a little bit about those, because people don't really understand, oh, I could put money here, I could put money here. Why don't you go back to those three, give us a little background, and why you do this.
Sure. So mutual fund industry, there's a lot of mutual funds out there, but these funds have stood the test of time. So I'll start out with our growth fund. So our growth fund is about $4.5 billion size-wise. It's a very large fund. So it's 100% stocks. We remain fully invested. What's interesting that makes us very unique is we are have a lot of companies from the upper Midwest. Over 60% of the companies in the portfolio are from Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, possibly North and South Dakota, Illinois. So that's a very interesting feature in that fund. And then also, it's multi-cap. So what that means is there'll be some very large companies in the portfolio like Medtronic, 3M, but there's also some more medium-sized companies, and that could be like a Donaldson and a Graco. So the next fund, the one that I work on, is called Mars and Power Balance Fund. And the word balance is we're balanced between stocks and bonds. And the reason you do that is it brings down your risk, your volatility over time. And it also is important to have bonds in a portfolio for income. That fund is about $964 million. Both these funds have over 50 years of history. This one's over 50 years old also. And then about 6 years ago, we started Mars and Power Small Cap Fund. So a small cap fund is generally smaller companies. These are companies that have been in the marketplace for several years, but they are growing very fast, and we use those companies, ultimately, hopefully, will be in the growth fund and the balance fund over time. And that fund has about 6 years track record. So when you look at a fund, you want some outside opinion, because we have a high opinion of all of our funds, but somebody like a Morningstar. So Morningstar gives the balance fund and the small cap their 5-star rating, And our growth fund has a 4-star rating. So that's a good third-party check on a mutual fund. But mutual funds are set up for individuals that don't have the time, ability, or maybe the critical mass when it comes to dollars to invest. So they look at a fund.
Oh, now, I'm going to add one thing that most people don't know what to do. They need somebody to help them. And that's why you have your financial advisors going out to Mars and Powers and bringing their funds in, or whoever they bring in. But people just don't understand totally. Their education is lacking in terms of how do I invest.
Well, it's really it's a very difficult business. The markets are quite volatile. They're complex. So that's why you engage professionals. So you certainly, as an investor, you want to ask your professional a lot of questions. You want to educate yourself. That's really your job. But there are vehicles that are set up to help the individual investor.
Let's go back to your balanced fund. That's your baby.
Yes, it is. Kevin Early and I manage that. Yes.
Yeah. How long have you been running this fund?
Well, let's see. I joined Mars and Power in 2001, and I've been involved in this fund for over a decade plus. But it's really a whole team at Mars and Power.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah.
Right.
But several years.
Several years.
Yes.
And you've done quite well.
Well, yes. I mean, well,
I put him on the spot. I got him.
Kind of hard to say no to that, but yeah. No. We've added value. What we try to do is we try to move it, advance it every year. The fund has had, some down years. When 2008 came along,
we
were down. We were not down as much as the S&P 500. But our job on this fund is to advance the cause, move you forward, take prudent risk, and balance it between bonds and stocks.
Now, do you buy and sell rapidly like some of the funds do? When I say rapidly, I mean in and out.
Yeah. We buy and sell turtle-like. We're very, very slow. So a couple of things. If you look at all of our funds, turnover is very low. It's very difficult to find a good company. And once we find a company, we want to hang on to it. So if you look at something like a 3M or a Medtronic, they've been in the portfolio for decades, not for months. The mutual fund industry is very short trading, lots of turnover, and our turnover is generally very, very low. So we plan on investing and holding a company for a very long time. That doesn't mean we're not doing anything. We have valuation measures where we decide this company is pretty fully priced, so we'll take some of our profits off the table. Or if a stock becomes attractive, we'll add to it. So we're really trimmers and adders, but we're not a lot of turnover.
You mentioned a couple of local companies, 3M. Who else do you have that you can mention? You already mentioned a couple.
Sure. So I'll give you a couple other companies that are in the portfolios is Ecolab. So Ecolab is a wonderful company. If you eat in a restaurant, you want it clean. Those are the type of products they provide. They provide cleanup services for the drilling industry. If you're a restaurant and your dishwasher breaks down, those are the type of products they have. Of course, we have the Hormels and the General Mills in the portfolio. They're great companies. The food companies have had some headwinds this year, but we think those will pass. And then we'll have things like a U.S. Bank, which is we're blessed here in this region to have one of the strongest regional banks, and U.S. Bank is a large holding in two of our funds.
When you go look at a company, let's say you've got XYZ company out here, and you hear that maybe we should look at them. How do you go about that?
Sure. That's a good question. So what we do at Mars and Power is what's called fundamental analysis. So fundamental analysis starts with all the financials that a company provides. The quarterly reports.
Anybody can get those financials.
Anybody can get those. But we think our secret sauce is getting to know the companies. And one of the features of that is to go out and visit the company. So, in fact, next week I'm taking a trip to God's country, if I can say that.
Oh, absolutely.
Wisconsin.
Everybody knows I'm a Packer fan.
So. Well, me too. So I'm headed towards the Madison. There's three companies down there. So what we do is we generally go out and see a company. We want to talk to the CEO if he's available, or he or she's available, the chief financial officer. But we also then want to get into the facility where they produce the product. So we can see what the morale of the employees is, see how busy they are, see if it feels automated or not. So those are, and then
you got to have the pulse of the company.
The pulse, yes. So, and that you only get that from talking to a lot of people.
You're getting in their face and talking to them.
Yeah. So as of this year, we kind of keep a tally of how many companies we've visited. And at Mars and Power, we've done over 100 visits with top managements this year. So that's, what, two a week. So we have about 11 investment professionals, and we're out there talking to our company. So that helps us when times get tough. And trust me, every company will hit a time where they're going to be a little bit stressed.
But things are going to be a little stressful, yep.
But if you understand what they're doing to correct it, you're more likely to stay. And that's the inflection point where the stock will do much better.
Does Ron actually go out and look eyeball to eyeball with people?
Yes, I do. I enjoy it. I mean, it's a chance to get out of the office. It's a chance to see where the tire meets the road and talk to management on how they're going to grow the company. And then you have the opportunity occasionally to talk to a worker, and they'll give you insights into what's going on. And the other thing, that being an investor that has a lot of local companies, you might find that your neighbor works for 3M. You might find someone that goes to your church that works for all these companies. So you get all this mosaic, if you will, of information, and helps you piece together, is the company prospering or are they treading water?
Who, if you said you had the top companies that you people invest in, who would be the top companies?
Well, some of the larger companies that we invest in that we've held for a very long period of time are some of the best companies in the upper Midwest. So that would be the 3Ms, the Medtronics, the U.S. Bank. They're just wonderful companies, and we have held them for a long time. Another smaller company, but it's not that small, would be Graco, Donaldson, Hormel. Those are all great companies.
Okay. Would you give your phone number? We're running rapidly
sure.
running out of time.
So if there's anything I said about Mars and Power or our funds that you'd like to talk to me about, it's Ron Klebe, and I'm at 651-222-8478.
And I do have that phone number sometime next week. Now, Ron, spell your last name.
Sure. It's K-A-L-I-E-B-E.
Klebe. Okay.
Yes, and thank you for...
No, that's we're rapidly running out of time. So if you have a question or you'd like to comment, give me a call at 651-436-3997 or Leanne at 651-365-5000. Ron is consented to be on with us again next week. So be with us again next week. Hopefully we'll answer some more questions, get involved in a couple more things, and get some more insight, because I find this fascinating. This is nothing I do, and I find it very interesting. So any quick questions? Just Ron, any quick comments? We're about 15 seconds.
No, just stay invested.
Stay invested. All right. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. We'll talk to you next week.
Experience counts now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at KLBBRadio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.